cuffing their jeans again, is that a thing? Or is it just this fucking asshole? Cool jacket, dude. Everything, your fucking beard, your fucking hair, everything about that dude. You take a picture of this dude and I could fucking print it out onto some cloth and it would be the new fucking city flag for San Francisco. And below it, instead of, you know, like where you know, the snake flag says, like, don't tread on me, it would just say, fully vested. Or, my startup does my laundry. Dude is dressed like he woke up in the morning and put on a uniform. Person got caught slipping by me and I turned left in front of them because they got caught slipping. I have a headache. I drank iced coffee today, which I just straight up black coffee. They just leave it sitting out on a counter like, hey, do you want some fucking iced coffee? And I was like, I'm thirsty. Let's get this. There's no lemonade here. I don't know if that's why I now have a headache. Normally drinking caffeine gets rid of a headache for me. But here I am. Ugh. Overwatch withdrawals. I spent some time playing it before coming home. But, you know, I don't have a PC at my desk, so I'm playing the PS4 version at work and the PC version at home. I'm starting to feel more okay about the console version of the game. Though, yeah, so I think we have a bad controller, but I can't explain its behavior like, in any way that a controller normally goes bad. Like, you'd be running forward, and the animation for moving will continue to happen, but you will stop moving forward. And kind of just, like, it feels like you're getting, like, trapped on all these invisible walls and stuff. And it's, weird, because it feels like lag or something. It feels, you know, like it just, I don't know. But the rest of the game's running fine. So, I don't know. But it happens in every direction. Left, right, back, you know, just kind of, any kind of movement. And I changed controllers and it works now. So I need to change back and see if it breaks, you know, just make sure that it's a controller problem. And wasn't just like, hey, you happened to change controllers at the time that the network got better, you know, anything fucking weird like that. But, that game's good, and I'm enjoying myself again after a few rough matches where I was like, I'm getting on teams with, you know, more healers, and, you know, so I'm not always playing healer. I'm kind of mixing it up a little more. And so that's been good. I joined a match that was, like, almost done. Like, they were pushing the payload on my team, and they were not too far away from, from the finish line. And there was, like, 6 minutes left, 6.5 minutes left, and we held them off. We actually got it done. I was playing as the soldier, and like, I fucking killed, like, 12 dudes in a row. Had a good healer with me. It's fun. When that shit lines up, it feels really fucking good. I was playing as the lady with bubbles. It was Zaria? I don't know. Names. And then there was a Mercy with me, so I kept bubbling her, bubbling myself, and we were just murdering everyone. But it's been, like, the thing that game does is when the matches are good, you feel all right even when you lose. Like, I'm coming out of close matches. Like, normally the type of feeling you get when you play against people you know, and you're like, oh, man, that was close. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm getting that feeling with playing at strangers with no voice chat or anything like that turned on, you know? That's very rare. It's cool. But those are only fun when they're close, right? I don't, like, losing a close match, I think, is still fun. But, you know, when you get in, you're just getting fucking blown out. Like, that's obviously, you're just like, well, shit. Especially, like, the player matching times on PS4 are longer than they are on PC. So, So, you know, you match all the way in and just get fucking stomped. And you're like, shit. And then a bunch of people quit. And you're like, well, great. Well, now I need to match up all over again. I should have taken some aspirin or something before I got in the car. That would have been smart. Let's see what's on the radio. Throwing thousands in a strip club with Drizzy. Difference is I'm throwing 40, throwing 50. Lord forgive me, bitches saying you a rapper, nigga. Ain't you supposed to tip more? I don't see no pussy, baby. Ain't you supposed to strip more? Confessions of a cheap ass nigga. But I finally put my mama in that E-class, nigga. And I told her quit a job, but hold your horses. If my next album flop is back to the post office, both of us, shit. They saying that's a real possibility. Thought alone is killing me. I think I need to let it go. I need to let it go. I think I need to let it go, let it go, let it go. I think I need to let it go. Cause nothing even matters. Anticipating rain, I can't make the same mistakes again. Them 90s niggas raped the game and left us with a battered and bruised bitch with a few kids. The pussy loose, but the truth is I love her though she ain't perfect, but who is? Ho saying Cole, you is. Don't be silly, ma, cause really I just a born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Cold summer, I predict another winter, cause I'm fencer. Drop knowledge like a 5%er.
Fuck the Bilderberg, nigga. Sean got sent you. Rhyme with the skill. As if Nas winter. College on scholarship, met pocket, said I'm down with you. And when they wasn't writing rhymes, they fucking lying sisters. Puffing on swishers. What's up, my line? Every time I drop, I get the net popping like LeBron swishes. Kate told me kill you, and I gotta respect my mind wishes. When I let go, that's how my mind switches. No looking back, don't even wanna see my prime pictures. Pardon the rhyme scheme, I guess I'm lying with it. Let me switch it now. Back to Hell's Kitchen now. Up in Hoover office like he the fucking principal. Put me in with Stargate. That shit was like the tension now. Just telling my story, so this ain't my intention now. Drop a couple hits and all the dummies pay attention now. A shame when you learn the ins and outs of the game and reminisce on Lil Jermaine in the South. Rapping out loud with all the niggas that's cool to you. Just to realize that all them niggas was fooling you. And they ain't who they say they were. Talk about the streets, but nigga, they ain't really where they were. Acting just like they were. But who am I to judge? That's neither here nor there. Just know I know my nigga. I just like being aware. If I had one wish, I would fuck the intermen. At the same time and put name tags on they titties so I don't get they names wrong. Screaming game on. Like Wayne's World, that just came on. I'm rambling now. 5 days to finish the album, I'm scrambling now. Took a break from sampling now. Just to say a few words to this bitch named Summer. Drew to make 4 years since I gave you my number. The warm-up dropped, I got hot, you called it a classic. And Jay dropped auto-tune, you wanted them back, shit. Play my position. The whole while still wishing. A year later, Drake put his key in your ignition. And I told my fellas, I dropped Friday Night Lights in the winter just to make her jealous. Wanted to drop the album in the summer, but the label didn't think that they could sell it. Recruit the first week, I think it ain't shit they can tell us. Do you agree? Been a long time coming, this thing between you and me. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. I think I need a... Let it go, let it go, let it go. They say I need to let it go. Cause nothing even matters. Yeah. Yeah. June 25th. Born Sinner.
Kind of summerish today, man. I'm definitely ready for the weather to break. It's your tour guide, Torrey, and you know what they say, man. Parting is such sweet sorrow. As much as I love being here with y'all, it is time for me to break out. But it's all good, man. I never leave you empty-handed. I'm leaving you in the good hands of my guy, DJ Scream. It's time for that Hood Rich Radio. He gonna keep it popping all night long and then get into the Sergeant OQ review with they crazy asses as they recap everything that went down entertainment news-wise in the day. Big, big shout-out to Hannah Rad for coming through and holding down the music. And definitely shout-out to my guy, be wild for coming through and doing the damn thing. The Lord willing, the kid will be back in this seat tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern and do it one more again. And you should most definitely join me until my voice meets your ears next. B.I.G., take us out. Peace and love, y'all.
It's amazing. I'm the reason. Everybody fighting this evening. I'm exhausted, barely breathing. Holding on to what I believe. And no matter what, you'll never take that from me. My reign is as far as your eyes can see. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing.
So my overall thing to answer your question is, it's three words: beauty over, ambition over beauty. Baby. Yeah.
All right. I got one more question for you. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's one thing that a female could do to fuck up a date?
See, it used to be back in the day. What I'm about to say, it used to be reverse. you know, you watch old women, you be like, this nigga was talking too much. I was going to give him some pussy. Now bitches just be talking too much. You know what I'm saying?
Is like, that
what? To me, I'm not, not, you know what I'm saying? But,
no, Dad.
So, maybe I'm just, you know, I'm in a privileged position for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I got to thank God for that. I'm very appreciative of where I'm at. So, I've been kind of popping since I was 14, 15, because I was a basketball player.
Facts.
I was an All-American man. It wasn't really hard to get no bitches. And I just got to a point where sometimes girls could say the wrong shit, and I'd just be like, I'm out, man.
So the mouth game, the talking game.
Talk too much. Lazy. Don't get up and don't have nothing to do or don't want to do nothing or don't have no vision or anything like that. And because like I said, same thing with my hashtag ambition over beauty is, my nigga, I don't care if you got to get work at McDonald's and then you work at the library. You getting up to go do what you got to do to survive. I just can't stand somebody who's lazy. But laziness and just saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? I hate bitches. Pardon me, Josh.
Nigga, you ain't got to say pardon me.
It's all good. It's a difference.
Go.
I appreciate it, though.
No.
I know the difference.
Go.
Thank
She's
you.
Good. All right. So.
I just hate bitches who be name dropping, too. I used to fuck with so-and-so, but Joey did this shit. And then this nigga, one time I used to fuck with this nigga, and this, that, and the third.
Oh, this ball player, this rapper, this actor. Like, it's creating a status put up. Ultimately, bitch, that make you look bad.
Yeah.
It was too much cock in your mouth.
Yeah,
I don't want to come behind, dude.
I can't deal with name droppers.
I'd be like this, I'd be counting on my fingers, Especially
the ones on social media.
Not just
three dudes in 1 year.
I cannot stand. Oh, I fuck with a couple of ball players. I fuck with this, but not just that. Like, mm-hmm. Let's say they know somebody famous too. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's just say for instance, I'm not going to say nobody's name, but let's just say they know somebody like. Let's just say Mariah Carey, just for the sake of using it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Nine just left Mariah's house. Oh, Nine just got off the phone with Mariah. Ain't shit going by. See, you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's really what you're doing, none. I ain't doing none. I'm about to come downtown. You don't have to name drop all the fucking time. It's, I can't stand a bitch who be name dropping. Laziness, name dropping, and what was my other one? Without just
no ambition.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sick. Them three joints right there.
Talk too much.
You know, that'll just...
Just speak what you spoke in your joint.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gap teeth in your mouth so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
Watched a video of a dude trying to break the driver's side window of a car with his face. Was he high on PCP? Well, you know, he would have succeeded if he was.
Deeper cuts like that.
And custom mixed backspin to fit your mood when you listen on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Like, when she started asking me what time I'm coming in and shit, like, that was just like my. Whoever I fuck with gotta be my
fuck out of here with this bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah. Yep, we're starting to hear all this new music from Tegan and Sarah, their new album out this summer. What I've heard from the new Tegan and Sarah sounds so good. I'm very, very excited. If Tegan and Sarah haven't been in your wheelhouse in a while, and if you're not, like, appalled by the sound of pop music or something, I think you might enjoy what Tegan and Sarah have coming next. Sounding great so far. Josiah right now, Wednesday night on Sirius XMU. Music soon from The Kills and Jamie XX. This is Radiohead.
Horsepower on the track, he hooks up the best horses in the barn. And when he needs horsepower under the hood, he hooks up with Eagle Creek GM.
I'm hooking up the best horses in the barn, y'all.
With first-class customer service both during and after the sale, the factory-trained technicians and parts, service, and their SGI and ink body shop. With over 150 vehicles on the lot, you're sure to find your dream vehicle. And if not, they'll find it for you. Eagle Creek GM, 809 9th Street West in Metal Lake. Or online at Eagle
Oh, in Metal Lake. I don't know where the fuck that is. Like, what is this at?
Western Heritage, you're listening to WVCA Pro Tour.
Ad for like a local fucking used car lot on satellite radio.
We continue in the sunshine on a Wednesday night. Night number one of the World Pro Chuck Wagon Association's opening tour stop. The grand
opening tour stop of the Chuck Wagon Tour!
Has been the lid lifter almost all of its life. I know a few years we tried to run in from Heller, and the weather got the best of just about everybody there, and they even tried to move it around different times. But Grand Prairie, back in the number one spot as the opening circuit show each year.
It is, and a major event to boot. It's always great to come up here. They do this, like they say, this is the Chuck Wagon capital of the world. In a lot of ways, when you take a look at between the Western Chuck Wagon Association, the All Pro Pony Chuck Wagons, the Minis, and ours, a lot of heat. So while we have a second here, Artie, our broadcast here wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the support of Fortis Alberta. Now, Fortis Alberta owns and operates more than 60% of Alberta's electric distribution network and more than 120,000 kilometers of power lines. So thank you very much to everybody at Fortis Alberta, big sponsor this year on our broadcast.
They've got a lot of power lines.
Wagons taking their practice turns, Ernie. We better light them up. Heat number three, who's off barrel number one?
Well, the other of the Flat Brothers is Time It Elite Car, C from Bonneau, Alberta, with Mac Design Strategies, and they've drawn barrel number one tonight.
And off of barrel number two, this is Lane McGilvery for Lions Production Services, and he wanted to say hello to his daughter, Tegan. She couldn't make it here tonight, so hi, Tegan, from Mom and Dad.
And right beside Lane McGilvery will be Dustin Gorse, Saskatchewan driver, sponsored again this year by Grand Prairie Airport.
Why is there so much traffic leading up to Golden Gate Bridge? What did I do to deserve this?
Handled by Jess Willard. For
I'm going in this tunnel. I'm not going to be able to hear the fucking Chucks. The Wags.
And Dayton Sutherland for Darcy Flatt. Chad Cosgrave, Casey Knight for Lane McGilvery, Quay Turnier, and KLH&S for Dustin Gorse. Jess Willard has Chance Flatt and Cole Somerville.
They're in position.
Cole Somerville.
Barrels, here's Les. Heat number three.
The horn sounds and they're off to a quick start right across the bottom of the track. Lane McGilvery, Lions Production, producing some great... is into that first turn and grabs.
Getting out of this tunnel. I can't be in this tunnel. The weird music transitions are only on the bull riding. This is a totally different brand of sport. Totally different. 100% different.
Only by a horse length. He's got Lane McGilvery tucked along that rail. Jess Willard to the outside. The trailer is Darcy Flatt. We're back in for Gore. In a beautiful Grand Prairie sunset, they are opening up a notch. Lane McGilvery up the middle of the track, charging hard to the outside. Dustin Gorse, Grand Prairie Air, clear the runway. Here comes Dustin Gorse, Grand Prairie Air, touchdown at the wire, horse length ahead of Lane McGilvery. Jess Willard closes a hard third of late on their still racks. We find Darcy Flatt and Nat Infragore in a well-driven heat number three.
Baggins! Baggins! Wow, hey,
kidding, man. and swapping spots for getting finished first. All right, let's get times from heat number two.
To sell tires, let's go to Normie's computer and check out the action in our Wrangler running time situation. All computerized, all timed to within 1/100th of a second. And thanks again to Wrangler in your wrap up at heat number two. Stand by, just some computer wiggling going on here. Okay. Here we go. It's a heat that is under inquiry from our judging staff. So we look to our running times in heat two. Troy Flab racing for Fort McMurray, 1:17:17, penalty free, 1:17:17. Mike Vegan, Sundown Oil Field, at 1:16:86, but he had a late outlier. Cost him 1 second. He's now 1:17:86. Chance Vegan.
I don't remember anything about how Chuck Wagons work.
1:18:10, penalty free.
They got other dudes on horses that are behind him, and then they ride figure eight around barrels or something.
Mark 1:17:26. He was assessed 1 second in penalty. His wagon started ahead of the barrel. So that's a total second up of 1:18:26. Remember, heat two is under inquiry.
Good fast track conditions, as you can tell by the running time turned in by Wiry Mike Vegan. Off barrel number one, he did it at a 1:16:86, save for the 1 second penalty, but that sets the stage for some very exciting races yet to come.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that last one there, what a wagon
race.
And, you know, I know that Cliff Cunningham is listening here. Cliff, your outfit's looking damn good there.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, they ran three wide all the way around the track. Jeff did a pretty good job of
handling
it there. And they've got a lot of run. Lane McGilvery did a nice job. He out-barreled Darcy Flat. Took the early lead. It was Dustin Gorse was on the outside of him, and then here came Cliff Cunningham's outfit going three wide, and the three of them were pretty much welded at the hub coming down the lane, and Dustin ended up getting the both of them. But boy, that's a nice looking outfit of Cliff Cunningham's there. Looked like a pretty clean heat there. So that'll be our first clean heat of the night, is what I'm predicting. But nice run by Dustin Gorse, Lane McGilvery, Cliff Cunningham, of course, Darcy Platt. Finalist here last year, but he's going to have to pick it up a step if he's going to think he's going to be back in the final heat again this year. Not the race I think that Darcy Platt was looking for off of barrel number one tonight.
No, ideally when you draw barrel number one, and especially when you have good, dry, hard track conditions like we have here for opening night, you've got to take advantage of that barrel.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Darcy, unfortunately, did not do it. Heat number three is now. The books, we're waiting on times. While we do that, though, we've got all kinds of things coming up, including a re-grooming of the track called harrowing. So we'll have a little extra break here right after heat number three, and then we'll be back to racing as 4, 5, 6, 7, the all-important Kelly Sutherland, Ray Crottle Jr., Doug Irvine, and John Walters running in our Silver Battle of the Buckle, brought to you by Olson Silver in High River. And we'll be back as we continue night number one of this, the opening of 9 races on the circuit this year. It is the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
You're going to get ripped off? Call this phone number. We'll do it for you.
I had electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate.
For limited selling cocaine, and then buying houses, and then selling cocaine out of the houses.
It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-5357. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-5357. Call 1-800-971-5357. 1-800-971-5357.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck? Or
this license plate is a heart, so you need to take action. And then you're a target, the letter U, collection agency in the world, and then TWINX. Love you, Twinks. All right.
Tax now for a free face-to-face consultation. Ignore
PCA Pro Tour Live. Now back to Artie and Billy. Day one of the 2016 edition of the World Pro Chuck Wagon Association Tour. We're in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. The Alberta's probably been the part of that whole sentence that you've heard more about in the last 3 weeks than maybe ever before.
Yeah,
but it hasn't
definitely
been a positive story. Very disastrous fires in the Fort McMurray area.
I thought about Chuck Wagon
me,
Racing.
Our merchandising manager,
with
Ken
this fire
Nolan, I remember
up.
3 years ago, you bent over backwards to make sure that the WPCA was very supportive of one of our venues, High River, that suffered with all kinds of too much water, floods in Calgary and in High River. Now it's fire damage in northeastern Alberta. What are you doing this time, Ken?
Well, Arnie, we're doing a new shirt, racing for Fort Mac. We have it online and we're selling it in the trailer this year. I know Fort Mac, not like High River, is not a tourist stop, but so many friends and family know people that are in Fort McMurray and we're all Albertans. So we're doing a shirt. We're going to raise money to help the families in the city of Fort McMurray.
Interestingly enough, for the people of Fort McMurray, that's very much a winter employment job, and they are, in large part, our fans through the summertime when we have chuck wagon racing throughout Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC.
Yes, I've met a lot of people from Fort McMurray in the trailer during the years as well, too. So that what kind of made me start doing this year. So the goal this year is I want to try and print 1,000 shirts, sell 1,000 shirts during the season. And we're off to a pretty good start on the PayPal and on the website. The orders have been coming in. We've shipped quite a few out already to a lot of fans and here in Grand Prairie, and we're going to try and sell out.
Some thoughts now. Do they come in like children's sizes and then on up, or is it one size fits all? Give us a little bit of background.
We're going to do two shirts. One is a men's and one is a ladies. We're not going to be doing any kids' shirts because, I don't have a lot of space in the trailer to fill it in. But we're going to do those two, and we're going to do sell it in all the tourist stops all through the year. In fact, here at Fort McMurray, there actually been a run of tarp, from what I hear, and they're using that design on the tarp.
And, of course, we have 9 tour stops, so this is just the beginning in Grand Prairie, Alberta. We move on to Saskatoon, Medicine Hat, High River, Ponoka. Take a little bit of a break for the Calgary Stampede. I don't think you have your trailer at Calgary, do you?
No, I don't. No, I do another thing, the Calgary Stampede, with the Mavericks Chuck Wagon team.
However, I do another thing at the Calgary Stampede. You see the video from last year?
Correct.
That was
always weird. Order online. I had some orders come in today, so I had to run to Staples and get some packaging, and I'm going to be shipping some more shirts out tomorrow.
And then the balance
this sounds
of the
like
WPCA
a fucking
tour takes us very close to
bang
where
on operation.
All the devastation has happened, Bonnyville, Alberta.
Yes, I think Bonnyville will be another major stop, as well as Grand Prairie, but I think everyone's going to kind of support this.
And then, of course, back to Strathmore, up to Dawson Creek, and we'll wrap it all up on the 18th of August in Rocky Mountain House again. So 9 tour stops, lots of opportunity to get involved in helping those people. Just some of the stats, I think about 1,500 homes, almost 1,000 businesses destroyed in the fire, and 100,000 people moved out of the area. We could say displaced literally because of the hazard.
Most definitely. I just met a gentleman and a lady from Fort McMurray just a few minutes ago. His house was in that community that got burnt down. And he says, it's just tough. We're going to move on, but he was very touched and moved that we're doing something for the city.
Ken Melvin, merchandising manager for the WPCA. We'll check back with you throughout our tour stops this year and see how it's going again. How do they get it online if they're just listening from all over North America tonight?
WPCA.com and hit shop.
Thank you again, Ken Melvin, our special guest here on tour stop number one in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And that was a good interview you did there with Ken Melvin there. And let's get to the Lennox leaderboard right now. We've only got 2 heats worth of times, but our Lennox leaderboard looks like this right now. Lane Bremner, number one, with a 1:17.08. Troy Flatt, who is racing for Fort McMurray. You heard Ken Melvin talking about that. Well, that's the tarp that's racing for Fort McMurray. Troy Flatt sitting second right now with a 1:17.17. Bern Nolan third with a 1:17.19. Mike Vegan, even with a 1 second penalty, sitting fourth with a 1:17.86. And Chance Vegan rounding out the top five with a 1:18.10. And then Cody Fraser, Curtis Warren, and Jim Knight for what we have times for so far. So there we go. And if you're new to Chuck Wagon Racing, when you heard Les announce the times for heat number two, he also said these are all official times because that heat is under inquiry. So following the races tonight, they'll review them to make sure that they're accurate with the penalties they've assessed at this point in time. And if you go to halfmileofhell.com or WPCA.com, when you see the points,
that's when it becomes official. But that was our Lennox leaderboard up to now. Lennox Life is happening right now. Families are seeing their quality of life improve after installing a Lennox system in their home. Call your local Lennox dealer in Western Canada for more on their full line of home comfort systems. And we appreciate our
what do they do?
Bringing us the Lennox leaderboard.
A home, what's a home comfort system do? Really? No. You can't just move on from that. Get a Lennox system. It's great.
What? For heat number four,
is it an air conditioner? It's probably an air conditioner, right? But what if it's not?
Number four, two names that are familiar. Lafarge Canada Limited. Back to sponsor, Troy Dorchester. Western Rose, Alberta, barrel number one. And off of barrel number two, this has become a staple up here in this country. Cody Ridsdale and Triple K Oil Field Services. And right beside him, we call it a sandwich position. Between one and four sandwich positions. This one belongs to Jed Fike and BJV Livestock Auction of Beaver Lodge, Alberta, his sponsor. And off of barrel number four, and this will be Ross Knight and his familiar sponsor up here, Initial Industries. Now let's check out our outriders. Troy Dorchester has Cole Somerville and Rory Jarvis. Cody Ridsdale has Chad Cosgrave and Sean Caprow. Chad Fike has Quade Cherney and Kale Agent S. And Ross Knight has Chad Slatt and Casey Knight. So those will be your other outriders that are going to be taking part here in heat number four. And in front of the grandstand,
just got to get these pants off for the home comfort system, you understand.
Ross Knight is first back in at barrel number four. Chad Fike at barrel number three. Cody Ridsdale at barrel number two. And we're just awaiting the return of Troy Dorchester and his Farge Canada wagon. And they'll be back at barrel number one, at which time we'll go to the eye in the sky. And once again, the veteran voice of truck announcer Les McIntyre to call heat number four. The horn sounds and the charge is a quick one for Cody Ridsdale. And Triple K off that two barrel is Troy Dorchester. Inside him off the one barrel and to the outside. Prize, Lost Line, and Initial Industries. BJV Beaver Lodge, Chad Fife in the middle of the pack. Outriders are southbound and down. Barrels are up, and we've got dust to fly in and up on the front end. It's Cody Ridsdale flying the fastest dust with Triple A Oil Field, increasing his lead out of that second turn by a full two wagon lengths. Now Troy Dorchester, Lafarge Canada, gaining a little speed with every stride as they glide down the backstretch. Ross Knight, Initial Industries to the outside at his left elbow, trailing the pack right now is Chad Fife with BJV Beaver Lodge. And that's how the wagon train rolls into that third turn. The engine right now is Cody Ridsdale, Triple K Oil Field Services. He can feel the thunder. He can feel Lafarge Canada setting up for a home stretch run as Troy Dorchester approaches from the backside. At the front side, it's Cody Ridsdale, Triple K Oil Field in a home stretch run. And the sun is out running the field tonight. Troy Dorchester's got company coming in Chad Fike and BJV, but this one is all Cody Ridsdale. Troy Dorchester and Chad Fike almost side by side with Ross Knight, Initial Industries, settling for four.
Are they buttering people in the background?
Barrels for Cody Ridsdale, the Paddle Prairie Alberta Rangeman, getting off number two and getting to the finish line first. All right, let's go back and see what happened in heat number three.
Running times. Wrangler running times, and we're proud to say the very first penalty-free heat of the night, unofficially. Goes like this. Dustin Gorst, Grand Prairie Airport, landed on the number one runway at 117.66. 117, clickety click. Wayne McGillivray, Lions Production Services, roared in at 117.91. 117.91. Jess Willard, MDJ Oilfield, 117.95. Only 0.04 of a second back. Darcy Flad, the trailer of the pack with Knack and Intracore at 118.84. So there's your Wrangler wrap-up, and the fastest time of the day so far is a pretty respectable time.
First stop of the tour. It's night one. First stop of the tour. You know, the audio is going to be a little shitty. They're getting used to it again.
Troy Flag, yes, with that 117.17. We did have a 116.86, but with a penalty, Mike Vegan otherwise would have been at the top of the leaderboard tonight.
Yeah, he would. Lane Bremner, 117.08, right in that opening heat there. Top time on the night. And still, this last heat here that we just got the times for is going to be the only penalty-free heat.
because Chad Fike, he made a good run there, but he had an outrider miss a barrel, so that's going to cost him 2 seconds, and I don't think he's going to be too happy about that. But what a run by Cody Ridsdale. Holy cow, was he ever flying. You know, we saw him make a lot of big runs last year, and he's just he almost qualified for the Calgary Stampede, just missed it by a whisker. Well, he keeps driving like that, making runs like that, he will be there in 2017. Great run for Cody Ridsdale. Troy Dorchester, a little trouble off the start, but they managed to at least get around, keep the barrels up, clean run, made up for it on the racetrack, but pretty good heat.
You're listening to the opening nine of the Grand Prairie Stampede, the first tour stop of nine on the WBCA Pro Tour lot.
Challenging times can lead to changes in your insurance needs. Western Financial Group has affordable insurance options to help protect the things that matter the most to you. Let a trusted Western advisor review your current or expired policy and provide you with insurance options to help. Checking your policy is free, so come in for an insurance checkup and you could win $10,000. We're in this together, Alberta. No bridge is necessary. Close to July 10th, 2016. Some restrictions may apply. Visit your local branch for full rules and regulations or westernfinancialgroup.ca.
Superior results from your livestock require superior supplementation, and that starts with OLS Tugs. OLS works with the most highly researched and proven ingredients on the market to bring your livestock to a higher plane of herd health. OLS Tugs provides a highly concentrated vitamin and mineral package at a low cost per head per day, and backed by the OLS Consumption Control Guarantee. For more information on OLS Tugs or for business opportunities as a dealer, visit OLSTugs.com. OLS Tugs, simply the best.
You're listening to WPCA Pro Tour Live with host Arnie Jackson and color man Billy Melville right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM. And with each horn, we inch a little closer to our silver Battle of the Buckles. Tonight featuring Kelly Sutherland, Ray Crotto Jr., Doug Irvine, and John Walters going head-to-head in heat number 7.
And text to 587-582-5393 who you think is going to win that heat, and you could be wearing a nice, shiny Olsen silver buckle by the time this show is over. And hey, while we have a second here, Artie, and we have a chance to say a couple of hellos, we got some listeners down in Yukon, Oklahoma. Former hockey coach, he's probably listening to us and watching hockey right now, Doug Sauter, as well as from Tolano, Texas, Angie Wilson, who is also listening down there right now. So hello, Angie. Hello, Doug, from all of us here, WPCA Pro Tour Live. And also, we got to go to our friend Cold Lake here because Sean Metchus is beating me up here. And hello to Abby, Tristan, Anita, and Maynard, all listening from the Cold Lake First Nation from our good friend here, Sean Metchus, who's keeping us all up to date on everything that's going on here in Grand Prairie. And while we have a second here, we've got 2W Livestock Equipment is the ultimate in low-stress livestock handling and system designing. Order all your steel equipment.
Tired of all this livestock handling stress.
Dealer, 2W top quality, built to last generations. And also, we have a fan poll going on WPCA.com, brought to you by Global Overhead Doors, and they're proud to be a master authorized Clayope garage door dealer. Entrance the curb appeal of your home and make your garage door an integral part of your home style with Global Overhead Doors. We've got a heat coming up. They're taking their practice turns. Heat number 5. Who do we have going on right now?
Features a guy that could have played football professionally. Mitch Sutherland, hometown Grand Prairie, Alberta, where we are tonight for the opening evening racing with Ken Sargent, GMC, his sponsored barrel number 1.
And a new father, Colt Cosgrave. He's driving for Trinidad Drilling.
And right beside him is Cody McCura and Brown Social House at barrel 3.
And barrel number 4, he was the finalist last year at the Calgary Stampede, Logan Gorse for Riverstone Golf Course. Let's check out our outriders. Mitch Sutherland has Chance Ladd and Dayton Sutherland. Colt Cosgrave has Chad Cosgrave and Cole Somerville. Cody McCura has Rory Jarvis and Casey Knight. And Logan Gorse has Quade Tournier and Cale Lajeunesse as they line up here for heat number 5.
Mitch Sutherland at 1, Colt Cosgrave at 2, Cody McCura at 3, Logan Gorse at 4. We're ready.
Horn in the charge at heat 5 explodes through the figure 8 simultaneously as 4 winding head from the track, and Mitch Sutherland, Kent Sargent, GMC to the inside rail position. Colt Cosgrave and
Cody Lacouris side by each up the middle. They have forced Logan Dorst and Riverstone Golf Course to drive way wide as three wagons across the track come behind and chase down Mitch Sutherland. Ken Sargent, GMC. Mitch has got the rail. He's got the lead, but here come them pesky polka dots as Cole Cosgrave, Trinidad drilling his way to the front end. He's about to challenge Mitch Sutherland at Cortez Company, too. Cody McCurra, Brown Social House. They're all socializing in the third turn and facing that wall of wagons from in behind. It's Logan Dorst at Riverstone Golf Course. All dressed up, no place to go. He's chasing down a wall of three. And there comes Cole Cosgrave out of the pack. Trinidad drilling it. Rounds the turn and sets up for the home stretch drive. The louder you cheer, the quicker we get here. Cole Cosgrave, Trinidad drilling his way to the front end. Best of company at a length, but here comes from the outside Cody McCurra to challenge, but it's Cole Cosgrave by a horse length. Cody McCurra. Wow, Rivers still rolls in with Logan Gorst to the rail. Training course, Mitch Sutherland, Kenny Sargent, GMC.
Another great 5/8 of a mile run by Cole Cosgrave, especially in the stretch run from the number four turn to the finish line. Let's go back now. Times from heat number four.
Times for heat number four, brought to you by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys. Here's your Wrangler wrap-up. Troy Dorchester, Lafarge, Canada, 1:16.72.
That's a slogan. So far. You know, yeah, long live Cowboys. Sure, why not?
Cody Ridgedale. Triple K Oilfield would have been at 1:15.93, but he picked up 1 second for a late outrider, and a total now of 1:16.93. Ross Knight, Initial Industries, with a running time of 1:17.72.
The way they are so consistent about, like, mentioning the sponsors over and over and over again.
BJB Lodge Auction Market, 1:16.96.
Impressive and terrible.
2 seconds penalties assessed, and outrider missed a barrel, didn't turn the proper figure eight pattern, so he's now 1:18.96.
So there you go, some good running time, including a new leader at the top of the board for this night number one as Troy Dorchester jumps up there with a 1:16.72 penalty free.
Yes, he did, but I didn't see that late outrider for Cody Ridsdale. Boy, that one is a nice running time, that 1:15.93, but still he'll be right in there. That's still a pretty good time, even with the penalty. Chad Fikes, 1:16, another good run. But we knew that he had that one coming. Boy, that last heat there, good run by Cole Cosgrave. Not the best barrel turn I've ever seen Cole Cosgrave make. Like, he probably went 20 feet high on the top of number two, but managed to get it down on the racetrack. But when he starts turning barrels a little bit tighter, watch out. Cole won a lot of...
Starts turning tight ones, you watch out.
Riding problems, hopefully he won't have those this year. I think it's about time we see Cole Cosgrave enter the winner circle again this year. He's overdue. He's got the outfit to do it.
And speaking of about time, it's about time we saw the former Pinocchio Stampede champion, Roger Moore, run. He and three other outfits will be in heat number six, right around the corner as we continue from day number one in Grand Prairie on the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
This Memorial Day weekend, you're going to be in your car.
A lot.
Comedy Central Radio wants to make you laugh.
A lot more.
We're kicking off summer with a Memorial Day weekend marathon.
You'll hear back-to-back hours of Comedy Central stand-up specials with Amy Schumer.
Nothing good ever happens in a blackout.
Jim Gaffigan.
You ever have so much to do so you just decide to take a nap?
Daniel Todd.
Oh, this is a great job. People applaud when I go to work.
It's hard work and more.
It all starts Sunday at 7 a.m. East. Only on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Or listen on the Sirius XM app.
The way we make a Titleist golf ball is different. We own every step of the process, the design, the technology, and the manufacturing. So you know that every Pro V1 and Pro V1X you tee up will deliver consistent performance shot after shot. And that consistency makes all the difference. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
Chuck Wagon Racing, a proud Western tradition. This is WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Just a few moments ago, Billy was talking about Cody Ridsdale, and I'd like to say a big shout-out to Cody. What an amazing
what
job
up,
he's doing
Co-Dog,
on Facebook.
Big shout-out.
If you're into social media, you may already be following Cody Ridsdale, but through training camp, and he got a better start because we had a fairly mild winter here in Western Canada. He has posted on his GoPro from inside the box what it looks like when you're doing some training. He's taken us to the barn. So congratulations, Cody Ridsdale. I think in the offseason, a remarkable job on Facebook this year.
Yes, and Cody
congratulations.
Doing
you did a great job
here,
on Facebook.
I can't wait to see him at the Calgary Stampede. He's driving great. He's got a good outfit. We saw that here tonight. Hopefully that's going to continue for him this season. Hey, while we have a second already, we want to thank our good friends at Western Financial Group for making our broadcast here on WPCA Pro Tour Live right here on Rural Radio on SiriusXM channel 147 possible. When you're choosing insurance, go with the company that goes the extra mile. Go with Western Financial Group, the official insurance provider of the WPCA. Visit your local Western Financial Group broker or find a branch at westernfinancialgroup.ca. And here we are, we're bringing you the races and our good friends at Fortis Alberta. They are bringing us the power because of the power. Because Fortis Alberta's focus is on the safe and reliable delivery of electricity to its 530,000 customers and 200 communities across Alberta. Fortis Alberta provides safe and reliable electricity to customers in 200 Alberta communities. We want to thank Fortis Alberta for making our show here on WPCA Pro Tour.
Why would a power company sponsor something? I don't know, maybe they have a choice. We don't have a choice as to who delivers our power.
Yes, we do. Heat number six as we get to the...
So, you know, like, oh great, an ad for the power company. Like, fucking, so what? I can't buy more power.
Alberta and H&M Meats his sponsor as he runs off barrel number one.
And off of barrel number two, this will be Mark Sutherland. He's driving for Pomeroy Inn & Suites.
I alluded to the fact he's a former Ponoka Stampede champion. If you can't win the Calgary Stampede, then that's probably the next best thing to do is win the Ponoka Stampede. And Roger Moore from Saskatchewan did that. He'll run tonight off barrel number three.
Yes, and Roger Moore, he'll be driving for AFD Petroleum. And off of barrel number four, this will be Chad Hart, the finalist here last year for Lakeside
James
Oil
Bond. He's got some chuck wagons
on
lock.
Check out Road Riders, Jory Fike. Jory just became a father for the first time here in the last week, so congratulations to Jordy and Tamara. He's got Chad Cosgrave and Sean Caffrell out riding for him. Mark Sutherland has Rory Jarvis and Dayton Sutherland. Roger Moore has Chance Flatt, Quade Cernier, Chad Hart, Cole Somerville, and Casey Knight. So those are your outriders taking part. Let's take a quick look at the athletics leaderboard right now. Troy Dorchester leading the way with a 116.72. Cody Ridsdale leading with the 1 second penalty. Good for second with a 116.93. Lane Redner gets bumped to third with a
117.08. I guess if you're somewhere where you don't have power, maybe you want to get power.
117.17. And Bert Nolan sitting fifth with a 117.
My grandparents
still
have power.
Then Dustin,
I mean, they have a generator.
Mike Vegan, Lane McGilvery, Cliff Cunningham.
Stuff,
those are your top 10 for times that we have so far. But we've got wagons that are coming in here right now already. And we're going to have a heat coming up. Yes, first one
back in is Chad Hart at barrel number four. Right beside him, the former Pinocchio champion, Roger Moore at barrel number three. Here's Mark Sutherland, formerly from Grand Prairie, now makes his home in Okotoks, Alberta, at barrel two. And Jordy Fike lines up as the new father at barrel number one.
There's the horn, and the charge is underway, and a quick one it is. Mark Sutherland, the Pomeroy Inns and Suites, guides him out onto the track, though, inches ahead of Roger Moore, and to the inside, Jordy Fike, H&M Meats, in a three-wagon race to that first turn. One outrider just leaving town from the one barrel, Chad Harden in behind the pack as he watches the wall of chuck wagons, and now emerging from the pack, it is Mark Sutherland, Pomeroy Inns and Suites, a 24-year veteran. He's got everything under control as he flies down the backstretch, but he's got some tough company around the outside. Roger Moore, old 007, can spy the lead, but he's backed by a horse length. Jordy Fike, H&M Meats, tight to that rail. Drops back clear third, and now Chad Harden, Lakeside Oil Field Services, coming in along that rail. Nope, he's moved to the outside. He's going to try and go around Jordy Fike, thread the needle, but look at this race. Mark Sutherland, Pomeroy Inns and Suites. He's got company coming. Jordy Fike to the inside. Roger Moore to the outside. As Mark Sutherland opens up a notch, here comes Jordy Fike. H&M leads from the inside. Will post a challenge at the wire. It's Jordy Fike by a nose. Mark Sutherland, Roger Moore, and Chad Harden rolls into the fourth in heat number six.
Great stretch run off the number four corner to the finish line by Jordy Fike to take over from Mark Sutherland, who had the lead most of the way around. All right, let's go back. Times from heat number five.
Times in heat number five. Here's your Wrangler wrap-up in a penalty-free heat number five. And it goes like this. Colt Cosgrave, Trinidad Drilling, 117.86. 117.86 for Colt Cosgrave, Trinidad Drilling. Cody McCurr, Brown Social House, gets in at 118.19, 118.19. Logan Gorst, Riverstone Golf Course, at 118.74, 118.74. And Mitch Sutherland, Ken Sargent GMC, 119 flat, 119.00. You're right.
And our second penalty-free heat on night number one.
Yeah, and it's going to stay the second penalty-free heat because it looked like in that last heat there that Jordy Fike is going to have a late outrider. So unfortunately for Jordy, that's going to cost him 1 second. I think Mark Sutherland actually did hang on to win that race. Mark had a great start. He started right on the horn. I don't think you can get any closer than that without starting ahead of it. But good start for Mark. Not enough to take the rail off of Jordy Fike, though, after the barrel turn. But he's going to end up with the best time of that heat, I think. I think he had the best running time as it was. But even if he didn't, the 1 second penalty that Jordy Fike's got hanging over his head right now will give the top time to Mark Sutherland in that heat. But great finish there between all four of those guys, Mark Sutherland, Roger Moore, Chad Harden, and Jordy Fike in that last heat.
Understand it is just speculation on our part. We do not sit directly opposite the finish line. There is a camera lined up perpendicular to that
finish line.
We
have no idea how any of this works. We're just making it up. The one guy on the horse behind him seemed like he was doing something weird, so there's probably a penalty. I don't know.
Charged on the inside. However, if there's penalties in there, it could still go to Mark Sutherland. We'll find out more as we continue at number one on this, the opening tour stop for 2016 of the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Make mine with salt.
3-day weekend. That's a whole extra day to chill out and enjoy Jimmy Buffett's new I Don't Know tour.
Yep, that's exactly what I plan to do.
Summer theme songs all holiday weekend.
Then I'm going to blow my
Bring
fucking
brains
out.
I Don't Know Memorial Day weekend featuring Jimmy Buffett live from Nashville, Tennessee. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sirius XM Channel 24. Available free on inactive satellite radios through May 31st. Tell your friends and family.
I'm a trader, so I spend hours and hours every day sitting in my chair staring at my computer. And the reality is, by the end of the day, I'm pretty much shot. I mean, my back is killing me. My energy is gone. It's hard for me to concentrate. But then I got this X chair, and the difference has been nothing short of amazing. At the end of the day now, instead of feeling, you know, spent, I've got energy, I can still be concentrating. I mean, seriously, I look forward to coming into my office now thanks to my X chair. The X chair is really, really cool to look at, and everybody in my office wants one. They all want to trade in their old chairs for this. I never thought a chair would have made that kind of a difference in terms of just how you feel, but now that I've used the X chair, honestly, goodness, I will never go back.
With 21st century design, X chair is a symbol of where you're at and where you're going. Save $100 off your order by going to tryxchair.com now. That's try the letter X chair.com or call us toll free at 844-4X-CHAIR. This is not your grandfather's office chair. Feel better, get more done, and save $100. Go to tryxchair.com now or call 844-4X-CHAIR.
The way we make a Titleist golf ball is different. We own every step of the process. The design, the technology, and the manufacturing.
We
so
make some
you know
motherfucking
every Pro
golf
V1
balls.
And Pro V1X, you tee up.
Bitch, you better recognize
we'll
those golf
consistent
balls.
Consistent performance, shot after shot. And that consistency makes all the difference. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
Part of our Western Heritage, you're listening to WPCA Pro Tour Live on Rural Radio.
Our venue is Evergreen Park. Our location, Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. It is in the northwest, almost to the BC border. As a matter of fact, when we're back in August, we'll be just down the road from here in Dawson Creek, British Columbia. So these two are known as the Peace Country in northwestern Alberta, northeastern British Columbia. And it's a delight to be back. This committee does an outstanding job of organizing. We've had a depressed economy for the last year or 14 or 15 months.
It's been real shit
look
show.
At the fan support.
It's been going great.
For Chuck Wagon Racing here in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, for a Wednesday night, not a bad crowd up there. And this might be the best weather day that we have up here. Forecast isn't looking that great the rest of the way, but it sure is nice right now. While we have a sec, let's check out the Lennox leaderboard. This is going to make for the greatest Fortis Alberta wrap-up report at the end of the night. The Lennox leaderboard looks like this right now. Number one on the night is Troy Urchester with a 116.72. Cody Ritsdale second with a 116.93. Lane Bremner third with a 117.08. Troy Flatt is fourth with a 117.17. Bert Nolan rounding up the top five with a 117.19. And Dustin Gorst, Ross Knight, Mike Vegan, Colt Cosgrave, and Lane and McGilvery, they are rounding out the top 10 for what we have times for so far. But while we have a sec already, you know what? She talks about our new feature this year, the Olsen-Silver
Battle of the Buckles.
Yeah, yes, you betcha, the Olsen-Silver Battle of the Buckles. Now, do you have what it takes to be a champion? And we want you fans to be part of the action as well.
Yes, I do.
Test your Chuck Wagon Racing handicapping skills through the Olsen-Silver Battle for the Buckles. Now, the Olsen-Silver Battle for the Buckles, it's a WPCA Pro Tour live radio broadcast, kind of a fans challenge that takes place every night here during all the WPCA Pro Tour live broadcasts. Now, what you have to do, fans, are to text the WPCA text line, which is 587-582-5393, and indicate who they think is going to win the Battle for the Buckles heat. And we gave that's heat number 7. Arnie, who's in?
Kelly Sutherland, the 12 times champ of the world, as well as 12 times Rangeland Derby champ at Calgary. Right beside him, Ray Crottle, originally from the Bonnyville, Alberta area. Then right beside him at Barrel 3, it'll be Doug Irvine, currently living in Bonnyville and still having the same sponsor. I think every year that he's run, DNR Eccles has been Doug Irvine's sponsor. He'll be on Barrel 3. And then
I like that consistency. I like that. I like
Medicine Hat last year. Off four. So there they are, Kelly Sutherland, Ray Prado Jr., Doug Irvine, and John Walters. Who do you pick?
Yes, well, you text it to the text line, 587-582-5393, and only text messages are going to be accepted. As much as I'd love to talk to you, we're not going to be answering the phone, so just make sure that you text it. And we're going to have a winner every night. And then at the end of the show, one.
How many people will be listening to this if they just give out a fucking phone number and say text it?
And if you go to
how many texts could they possibly be expecting?
There is a feature on it. You can read all about it, and you could actually see the buckle that you're gonna that you can win from the Grand Prairie Stompede. And Olsen Silver provides a lot of the buckles. They are the official buckle supplier to the WPCA, and we're certainly happy to have our good friends Olsen Silver on board, because the belt buckle isn't just a piece of metal, it's a brand of success champions wear with pride. And take pride in awarding the champions at your next Western event with a handicraft buckle from Olsen Silver, the official buckle supplier to
I need some classy buckles for my next Western event.
Second here as well, Western
fuck
Financial
been
Group,
doing.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather fill out forms online and sit and hold, or talk to somebody local? What you insure is close to home, and so is Western Financial Group. So visit your local Western Financial Group broker or find a branch at westernfinancialgroup.ca. We certainly appreciate all of their support, as we do for CarStar Collision and Glass Service. Now, if we're caught in a hailstorm, or you might be because summer hasn't even really been here, CarStar can make your hail damage unhappen. Because CarStar offers a paintless dent repair service, a lifetime nationwide warranty serviced by over 225 locations across Canada, approved by most major insurance companies, comprehensive claims and rental car assistance, repairs to all makes of vehicles to the manufacturer's standards. So call 1-800-CARSTAR to book your appointment today. Our Battle of the Buckle Heats is coming up right now. Arnie, they're taking their practice turns. Let's line them up again. Heat number 7. Who do we have?
We'll start at barrel number 1 with the King Kelly Sutherland and Happy Trails RV running off barrel number one tonight.
And off of barrel number two, he's the former champion of the Grand Prairie Stampede back in 2010, Ray Carano Jr. for Red Oak Industrial Rentals.
Right beside him, Doug Irvine, who won it all last August in Rocky Mountain House, as a matter of fact. And Doug Irvine at DNR Eccles Transport has drawn barrel number three.
And off of barrel number four, this will be John Walters, Medicine Hat Champ.
All right, you're going to have to go listen on their website, I think, if you want to find out who wins the belt buckle heat. I know y'all entered. Y'all know it's going to be Kelly Sutherland. He's the king. Everyone have a good night.